Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your queries regarding the upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Brother Miqdad. He's an Islamic researcher in the Hawza Ilmi Afkum. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for accepting the invitation. So we have been talking about the dangers of screen, what kind of dangers screen brings. And then we also talked about some of the solutions, but there is a need that we talk on more solutions. So Brother Miqdad, what do we have in store for solutions?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we talked about having a control over what we watch and what we play, kind of building a filter for ourselves, not just absorbing and being fed of whatever they want us to be fed with, but being on our guards, being having a filter, and building this through very strong communication between parents and children, and between friends as well. If you are a youth listening to this, then I really encourage you to talk about it with your friends, discuss it together with friends at mosque, in your community, and see where things went wrong, what we can, what we learned about it, and how we can implement in our lives in terms of the dangers that the screen brings to us. We talked about the importance of role models, of acquiring true role models, obviously the Ahlul Bayt being true role models, but we need to work on that, how we portray them as role models.
Yeah.
Let me give a couple more that are very important. One thing that I'd like to mention over here is the importance of outdoor and being outdoors and being active outdoors. So this includes being very much into sports, exercise, but generally just being an outdoor person. This is very, very important. You find that, and I've seen this as well, that young children and youth, when they're very active outdoors, so this is doing things basically, hands-on,
yeah,
right? And you can name it, things like working with wood and building things. You can talk about gardening, you can talk about
Constructive things,
you can talk about the different, having different science projects out there.
Having an aquarium
at home, yes. Being interacting with animals and pets.
Yeah.
Definitely different types of pets. So you mentioned fish and different types. Talk about different activities in terms of sports. So not just football, obviously football is there as well, but other sports as well. You can talk about hiking, cycling, archery, canoeing, and you name it basically. And the list goes on. You find that the more we're involved in this, the least people have attachment towards a screen, whether it's phones or laptops or even TV. And there is so much to gain. Literally, the difference between a child who's growing, playing outdoors, and a child who's got a sedentary life, kind of on the couch, on the sofa, 2-3 hours a day,
yeah,
is so different. There is so much growth that happens with a child who's outdoor. It's unbelievable. And it's just literally for us to make a bit of effort to get our child outside the house, being active, being hands-on, doing things. This is crucial and very, very important.
All right. So coming out of sedentary life and providing your children a very active life, Brother McDowell is discussing very important solutions that parents can go on with and help their children to come out of the dangers of the screens, animations, video games that they portray and bring into our lives. Brother McDowell, I'll continue the discussion with you after a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Brother McDowell, and we are talking about the dangers of screens and what we can do about that, how parents can help their children. Yes, Brother McDowell.
Another thing to think about is substitutes. So obviously we play a lot of games, video games. We watch a lot of things on TV. To be selective is very important. Don't allow anything to be played and anything to be watched. That's the first thing, right? So there are certain things that are completely should be far away from my house. Like GTA, for example, is something that we don't want to go anywhere near it.
Okay.
Certain movies, certain animations are the same as well. We want to kind of very much avoid, be selective. As well as, we also need to think about finding substitute as well. So there's a lot of content that is available in English as well in other languages as well, made from an Islamic perspective, right? So this is things that are made in the Middle East or even from India and Pakistan or even in the UK and in Americas. And you find that Muslims have come together and made animations, made games, made cartoons, even made movies, and things that are more worthy of watching for our leisure time, basically.
Yeah.
So look out for these things. I mean, just to give you a couple examples that comes to mind, the famous one, right? So, for example, the Prophet Yusuf series, for example, or the Mukhtar series, for example.
Yeah.
And the list of cartoons as well. There's so many cartoons available out there on the prophets, on just moral stories. And you name it, basically, list carries on. There's plenty out there. Obviously, not as much as we want, not as much as we like to see, but there is a substitute available out there that we can kind of look into.
And now, since you're discussing the examples, I want to add a parent question over here. We had one of the fathers asking us that he tries to watch movies and cartoons with his children, but whenever he downloads a cartoon and he starts watching it with the children, unfortunately, he often confronts with the scenes that are not okay for the children, that are not decent scenes. So there was also a question that what could you suggest some better cartoons, because the parents do not have enough time to watch the movie first themselves and then with children. So if we can name some cartoons or movies that parents can directly download and watch with the children.
So obviously the cartoons or the movies that have adult content on them, we should be very careful of it. Just forwarding bad scenes is not the solution out there. These things should not be watched. Children should stay away from these things because they have a very detrimental damage for them.
Yeah.
In terms of examples of things that are very clean, you can search. There's plenty of things online that are available things that come to mind, for example, right now is Princess of Rome is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's available in English as well. I mentioned a few series before that.
Yeah.
There is, if you go a bit back in history, I would like to say, a bit more ancient is the story of the people of the cave, Ashabi Kahf, or Sayyidah Maryam's movie. And another one that came out recently is Benjamin.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting movie as well. Another one that came out is Fil Shah, for example.
Mm-hmm.
The Prophet movie, the latest one that came out.
Yeah.
So there's out there, there are movies that we can watch. Or even, doesn't have to be necessarily an Islamic theme. It can be a non-Islamic theme as well.
Yeah.
But it can be something that's useful, something that has good content in it.
That's scientific and near to reality.
There's plenty of nature documentaries to watch out there, definitely.
Yeah. So, brother, we'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 80th surah of the Holy Quran, Surah Abbas, verse 24 says, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ So let man observe his food.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Brother McDodd, and we're talking about the solutions of the dangers that screens bring for children. So, Brother McDodd, you said that parents, first of all, they need to be monitoring everything. They need to be aware. They need to be supervising. They need to be telling their children that this is education rather than entertainment. They need to be cautious not to take everything on board and without supervision. And many other things you said parents can do. What else?
So in this last point that we mentioned about finding substitute, taking this forward, a step ahead, you would say, one of the things that would encourage a lot, and this is probably the last point I'm going to mention over here, and a very strong one, is that we need to get involved in doing it ourselves, right? One of the things that children, and I'm talking about children as well, and even youth, obviously, so even youth should get involved in making our own animations, making our own video games. And this is not something difficult. You find that there are courses online out there, courses that will teach you how to make animations, teach you how to even do programming, graphic design, video editing, etc., etc. If you find a family, a couple of youngsters get together and they want to do this, encourage it as much as you can. Really put it out there. I would even say spend money a bit. Buy a camera for them, buy a green screen for them, buy a good laptop for them that they can use. If they get involved in doing this, not only are they removing themselves from wasting time by just watching, by being fed by different things, because now they're active doing it themselves, but also it's a way for them to be thinking about, because now they'll be giving content out, they'll be thinking about how to do charity work, how to portray good Islamic principles out there, how to network with different organizations, etc., etc. And they'll be learning some amazing useful skills such as video editing and animations, etc. And it's not that difficult. Even if it's something very simple and very small, it's a very strong and important step towards helping us against this influence of today's screen.
Yeah. Thank you so much, brother, for being with us and giving us so beautiful solutions that can help parents as well as children to come out of the dangers that screens bring for them. Thank you so much, dear listeners, you were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect